You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
And as promised, Paul Biancardi joins us. And tell you what, I've known this guy a long time. We're the same age, although he looks probably about 15 years younger. It looks pretty good. Yeah, I've got a face for radio. He's got a face for TV. And Paul joins us right now. Coach, everybody knows you, so I don't really have to introduce you too much because you're the head of recruiting for ESPN basketball recruiting and do such a great job in Recruiting Nation and all that. And you're on your way out to Vegas for the WAC tournament, I know. But first of all, it's been a great season getting ready for the season that even the people who just don't pay a lot of attention during the season, they pay attention now.
Well, they have to because there's so many schools involved, and that's what conference tournaments do. They get you excited. Three games, four games, and 3 or 4 nights, one venue, you know, the fans, the alumni, they can really get behind their team for a couple of days, and you don't know how it's going to turn out. You know, the regular season is pretty much a blueprint of what a team is all about, but when you get to these conference tournaments, somebody can get hot, and then make a push, and they get a chance for a postseason bid, whether it's the NIT or the NCAA. And it makes college basketball exciting. It really does.
Overrated or underrated, some coaches just know how to win in the tournament, even if they don't necessarily, you know, always have just outstanding regular season records. They're playing for March. Give you a couple examples. In the old Big East days, but even later, Boeheim and Calhoun, they just knew how to win tournaments.
Well, I was in the Big East, as you remember, for 7 years.
Right.
With Boston College. And those two programs in particular were very successful regular season, conference tournament, and then in the big dance, the NCAA tournament. Their programs were built based on recruiting. And obviously guys that could really coach their team their way. And Boeheim was so successful and still is today with that legendary 2-3 zone with length and athleticism. And offensively, they keep it simple and they like to score in transition. If not, they always like to have good shooters. And Calhoun's teams were just monsters on the glass and tremendous. And I say tremendous in offensive transition. You had to get back against Connecticut, and you had to control the tempo of the game, and you had to limit your turnovers, or they were going to beat you. So in tournament time, there are coaches that really know how to press the right buttons, if you will, over a 3-day period.
The one thing I ask, and we're going to talk to you about Jay Billiskamp here a little bit, because you're going to be a big part of that and bringing it to Oklahoma City. Very excited about that. We'll have you on again, obviously, talking more about that. But is it in your mind, what's the thing that's hurt college basketball the most? I'll give you my opinion. I think it's one and done because we don't get to know the stars until late in the year, and then they're gone, and we don't get any, you know, if they're big stars, they're gone. They're going. After a year, two, three, it doesn't matter. Do you agree with that, or do you have another reason what's hurt college basketball?
Well, I'm not sure if there's anything that's really hurting it because I think it's a great game. We just talked about how exciting the conference tournaments are now. Whether you're in the Horizon League, whether you're in the Southland, whether you're in the Big 12, it's the single most exciting time behind the NCAA tournament. So I'd love to give a lot of credit and a lot of praise to the regular season because when you play an 18-game schedule, 20-game schedule, that means everything to me as a coach, and I'm sure it does to you, what you do over the course of the season. But the one-and-done rule, what I don't like about it is what you mentioned is the stars come in and they go. So, you know, for ESPN's point of view, we make a lot of these guys on TV and .com because we know they're short-lived in the game, and we don't want to miss out on the greatness that they bring to the game. I'd love to see kids be able to go out of high school. Okay, so that's up to them if they want to go directly into the pros. And then if not, to stay for 3 years.
Could not agree more. Thank you.
Well, because then the really good players will be in our game for 3 years at least. And can you imagine when you look at the rosters of Kansas and Kentucky and UCLA and North Carolina, when a guy comes into the college game and he's really good, you know, he's going to be with us for 3 years. The fan base can get connected to him. The teams, you know, the coaches and the teams can get better over a three-year period of time. You can plan as a coach what your roster is going to look like. Just think about this for a minute. Greg, think about what the coaches have to do when they plan their rosters for next year.
Oh, it's John ridiculous.
John Calipari, Bill Self, Steve Alford right now, some degree, Sean Miller, certainly Duke. They don't know what their roster is really going to look like because they don't know who's leaving and when they're going to leave. And I think that coming in and staying for 3 years would bring stability to the game, would bring growth to the players, growth to the teams. Certainly we're going to have our transfers. We're going to have a lot of transfers. We're going to have our 50th transfer. In fact, if you want to know something that's hurting the game, that's what's hurting the game.
I saw a bunch of them just last night. Yeah.
That's killing the game, because I'm going to tell you something that you already know, but I'm going to tell the country and your fans. There are programs right now that are trying to recruit other people's players that they know are graduating at a mid-major level, and the high majors are saying, you know, next year you can play 1 year. You got 1 year left. Come and play for us, because we really need a point guard, or we really need a shooter to complement our team. It's a bit like free agency, and those kids transfer there and they transfer out because they can. All they have to do is declare a major at that second school that's not offered at the first school. And then the downside to all that is the mid-majors get robbed. The player goes to the high major school. More than likely they go from, you know, low to mid, mid to high. They go for 1 year. Tell me who gets a master's degree in 1 year. And so what's the value of it? It's really not an academic change. Basketball's, in my mind, abused that rule. That's the rule that I'd love to change, where kids would have to sit. If they left the school for a 50-year transfer, they sit 1 year, play the second. Now tell me how many coaches are going to give that kid a scholarship.
Oh, yeah, not going to happen. Two-year scholarship for 1 year, not going to happen. Paul Biancardi joins us. Of course, Recruiting Nation, you'll see him on. Do you know what game you're doing yet tomorrow in Vegas?
No, I'm doing it Saturday night.
Okay.
8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
So you just get to hang out in Vegas for a couple of days watching a few games and hit the slots or whatever, right? Or the craps table, or
no, I stay away from all that. But I'll be at the Orleans Arena watching the quarterfinals and then the semifinals. As a matter of fact, I just found out the Pac-12 tournament is in Vegas at
yes.
the same time, so I may sneak over there to see my friend Dave Pasch and his friend Bill Walton and catch a little Pac-12 action.
Most underrated conference in the country. They're not talked about, but there's some pretty good teams out there, and I'm excited to watch that one as well. Paul Biancardi joins us. Paul, I'm excited beyond belief. We've already had Jay Billis on and had some other folks on too, helping with the event that you know. But I'm very excited that you guys are bringing the Jay Billis camp to Oklahoma City. Talk real quick about what that means for kids in this area and how it came about that you brought it to the Midwest.
Well, Jay Billis started a camp here in Charlotte, and we both live here, and we kind of got together and with another gentleman by the name of John Serby, who is a former college coach, Division I coach at Gardner-Webb, Tennessee Tech. So us three together decided, hey, let's run a camp for kids that are really serious about the game and guys that really want to grow in the game and get better. It's not an exposure camp. It's not a pure teaching camp and skills camp. It's a combination of everything. And that's what I love about it. And Jay is so hands-on from the very first morning to the very last day in the afternoon, hands-on with coaching, with lecturing, with the administration part of it, with the camp schedule. And myself and John Serby help him run this. And we do recruiting seminars for players. We do for parents the same thing. So parents can understand the recruiting process. As you know, the recruiting process is a different and big animal. And if you've never been through it, it's hard to navigate. And if you've never been recruited, you know, how can you get recruited? And then on the basketball side, we teach the game from individual skills, not just with the ball, but without the ball, a lot of team concepts, We play games. We have outstanding coaches. We have small college coaches, Division II, Division III guys that not only can teach the game, but, you know, coach game situations. So it's an all-inclusive camp. It's overnight. So the part about being overnight is cool because you see the same kids the next day and the next day. And so they're really invested into the camp. And Jay hires a great staff, and John runs an outstanding camp. So I'm excited that we're moving to Oklahoma City because it's a new area for us, and get the kids from that Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas, really anybody who wants to, whoever can get to Oklahoma City that weekend can be part of the camp.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll be there bringing my skinny little kid in there, and we're going to have a blast. I've been talking to some high school coaches and some high school kids that have already signed up. And I'm just really looking forward to that. It'll be June 10th through the 12th at Oklahoma City. And, of course, jbilliscamp.com. And we'll even save you $49. Just put the code, promo code in there, SWAME2017. Wow. Yeah, kind of like that, huh?
That's an unbelievable deal because one thing that Jay and I and John, we all feel the same about running a camp is we want to give as much or more than we're getting. And when you look at the camp and the structure of the day and what we do in terms of feedback, we give every kid an evaluation. And I don't know what camp does that with the level of staff that we have. We also have a high school coaches clinic for high school coaches that want to come up and learn more and grow more in the game. So it's a basketball camp for high school players. It's a high school clinic as well at the same time. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, partner. I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, I know. Forever. And, I mean, you know, when I first ran into you, you were at Boston College. And so that's when we, you know, trying to get you some kids from the Midwest and Texas out there. But, you know, and it's funny because you're at Wright State as a head coach in Dayton. And, man, I grew up in Dayton. I don't know if I ever told you that. I lived in Dayton. My dad was getting his PhD at Ohio State in aeronautical engineering, which I can barely spell. He's a lot smarter than me. But he was my mom and dad were stationed at Wright Pat there in Dayton. And
yes.
And so, matter of fact, lived before I was born, they lived next door to a couple of NASA guys. So dad was doing some stuff with NASA with all that stuff. But so you weren't there in 1962, I know, when we were born, but you came in much, much later. But it's, you know, it's always great running into you. And like I always say this, former coaches with unbelievable, because all coaches have charisma or they probably wouldn't be very good recruiters or coaches. But with those with extra charisma end up on ESPN. I mean, you know, like you and Greenberg and even Billis, people don't realize this. Billis was actually an assistant coach at Duke. So, and he's got a law degree and a few other things. The guy's pretty sharp. I love watching College Game Day for football, but I love it for basketball too. It just doesn't last long enough for me.
Well, if you watch Jay, and I've been around Jay for a long time, not only is he knowledgeable, we know, in the game, but he's a really good teacher of the game. When you watch him at the camp, whether it's a lecture or a drill station, he really gets into the teaching aspect of trying to tell kids what to do, why they're doing it, and how to do it. And when you have his level of expertise in the game as a player, I mean, he was one of the first great players at Duke under Coach K, part of that recruiting class back then, I think, with Allery and Johnny Dawkins and those guys in the 80s. It was a McDonald's All-American, played professionally in Europe. As you mentioned, he coached at Duke, and then he's been on the sidelines with ESPN and Game Day. And he is the best single college basketball analyst in my mind. And so I think we're all lucky and fortunate to be around him. I'll tell you something else. He is a funny, funny guy. You watch him on Game Day, but when you see him at the camp and you're in a conversation with Jay Billis, you always walk away laughing.
Absolutely. And I can't wait. I mean, I wish it was June 10th already, but we got a lot of basketball to go in March before that. Yeah. Before I let you go, Paul, let me know who maybe your pick is to win it all and maybe a dark horse or two that might surprise some folks.
Well, I'm going to stick with my original four picks. Were Gonzaga, Kansas, North Carolina, Kentucky. I like the way the Zags are built to win it, to get to the Final Four, and to win it all. I've noticed that their defense has been so much better than in years past. Look, you put that team in any Power 5 conference, and they'd finish in the top four, in my opinion. So they're a very good team offensively. They have a lot of weapons. They can beat you with that jump shot inside with Karnowski. I love their defense, and Mark Few does a fantastic job of
coaching. He sure does.
Think about how that team was built. Transfers, Nigel Williams-Goss. Jordan Matthews came from Cal. Jonathan Williams III from Missouri. High school players, Josh Perkins, ESPN 100. Zach Collins, an ESPN 100. So they have a mixture of a little bit of everything. I like Oregon as well because they're so strong, both offensively and defensively. That's what I look for. I look for teams that can beat you on both ends of the ball. UCLA, in my opinion, is going to have a bad defensive game, and the night they have a bad defensive game and they don't shoot it well, they're going to get beat. So I like teams that can, you know, rely on their defense when their offense isn't playing well and vice versa. So to me, Gonzaga, Oregon, and I love, not because I live in North Carolina, but I love the way the Tar Heels are built. I love their roster. They may not win it all, but I see them getting back to a Final Four.
Well, and once again, Roy Williams, a guy who knows how to coach in the tournament, got to know him, you know, so well when he was at KU. And speaking of KU, that's going to be my pick. I like, you know, we talked about this with transfers and things like that. I mean, how does Bill Self find a guy, you know, that comes from Hampton and turn him into, you know, maybe the National Player of the Year?
Well, I mean, you talk about every coach talks about their player development, right? And you know what, Frank Mason, Devontae Graham are great stories. They were three-star guys out of high school because at the time, that's where they landed.
Right.
That was their talent. That was their talent level. That was their productivity level, based on the competition coming out of high school that senior year. To their credit and to Bill Self's credit, the emergence, the growth over time. Frank Mason to me is a tremendous story in the game. And so isn't Graham. Graham was originally signed with Appalachian State.
That's right.
And he had to ask for his release. And when he got his release, he went to prep school for a year. And that's why prep school is such a valuable item in recruiting. You can change your game in 1 year. And when he was in prep school and he got out of his letter of intent, and schools like Kansas and a lot of other big schools jumped in. So Bill Self, to me, what he's done with the 13 straight regular season titles, we don't talk about it enough. We talk about conference tournament champions. Yes, we talk about national champions. But Bill Self, in 13 straight years of winning your conference, it's just truly amazing.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's a P5 conference. It's certainly no slouch. So, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Kansas is going to be my pick. We'll see how it goes. I've picked Bill before, my old college buddy, but I've been very impressed with what he's done. I remember talking to him a couple weeks ago and said, "You're going to get a beatdown tonight?" He goes, "A beatdown for this team is 1 point." But you know what? I mean, that's not a bad thing necessarily. Sometimes teams that just go roughshod through their conference and beat the tar at everybody, I don't know if it really prepares you for that game you're going to get in the NCAA where it gets tight.
Well, that's what a lot of people say about the Zags. You know, they don't play good competition and they're beating everyone big. To me, they're just being the best version of themselves. The one thing I will say about Gonzaga that people must remember, they beat Arizona, they beat Florida, they beat Iowa State, they beat Tennessee.
Yep.
So they beat Power 5 teams, and three of those teams are going to be high seeds in the tournament. And, you know, Tennessee probably won't get in this year, but Rick Barnes did a great job rebuilding that program. They beat Kentucky this year. So the Zags, to me, are battle-tested. They have the talent. Mark Few has them playing at a high level on both ends. So I like them. I like Oregon. But how can you ever count out Bill Self in any tournament?
No, you're exactly right. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to Sunday to get my bracket. You almost taught me into Gonzaga. I was close anyway, so you might have put me over the edge. So if they lose, I get to blame you, right, Coach?
you know, you can blame me. You won't be the first person to ever blame me for something.
Well, you know, it's always, I've helped my parents out with brackets for years. Sometimes they win it. Sometimes it's some little old lady in their pool that, you know, picks by colors or mascots. So you never know. But anyway, Coach, it's always great talking to you. I look forward to seeing you. I don't think we've seen each other in person in a while. And look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City on the 10th of June for sure. And, folks, you can rub elbows with Paul Biancardi and Jay Billis and all those folks. Just go to jbilliscamp.com and sign up for camp, whether you're a coach, whether you're a player. And when you sign up in that promo code, put SWAME2017, all one word, SWAME, I think it's all caps too. So, yeah, all caps, SWAME2017, save yourself $49. Not a bad deal, Coach. Always great to talk to you. Look forward to watching you Saturday in Vegas doing some WAC tournament basketball on the worldwide leader.
Greg, thank you for having me. Let's do it again before camp.
All right, Coach. Great talking to you. We'll take a break. We'll be back after these messages.